changed life, praise God, as well as an enduring love and devotion for Christ and a love for one another. Yes. Praise God. Some time ago, in one of our Bible studies, we have those, what I call icebreakers. And we were talking about that particular night, amen, about Christians. Yeah. And the question was asked, when you hear the word Christians, what is the first word that comes to your mind? Praise God. And on that night, I don't know if you remember that, Sister Lee, on that night, praise God, there were 41 responses. And out of all of those responses, every last one of them had something to do with a changed life. Amen. What am I trying to say this morning? Praise God. If you believe in Jesus Christ, if you have faith in Jesus Christ, it is going to result in a changed life. Praise God. The old preachers used to say, praise God, if you drink, you're not going to drink no more. If you stole, you're not going to steal no more. If you lie, you're not going to lie anymore. So that when you have faith in Jesus Christ, praise God, when you believe in him, faith in Christ is going to result in a changed life. Praise God. I have to remind brothers and sisters every day that I see them, praise God, if your life have not changed, praise God, then you better back that thing up, amen, and go find out what it is you got, praise God, because I got to tell you, amen, there was some things that I used to do, amen, I got to tell you, I don't do those things no more, praise God, there are some places that I used to go, amen, you know, talking about I'm big and bad to do what I want to, but I got to tell you something, when I got faith in Jesus Christ, I didn't go to those places no more. Praise God. Not the fact that those places were going to influence me, but guess what? Praise God. I just didn't go no more. Praise God. Because I wanted to shun the very appearance of evil. Praise God. Now, some folks say, well, you know, it's okay for me to go here, and it's okay for me to go there. No, it's not okay. Praise God. If you have given your life to Christ, there are some things that you're going to have to say. I got to put this life under subjection, praise God, because I don't want to cause nobody to stumble. And I know the scripture says that every man must work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. But let me tell you something. I don't want to cause a weaker brother. I don't want to cause a weaker sister to stumble because they see me going somewhere, praise God, thinking that it's all right. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you want to experience true and lasting freedom, then praise God, the very first thing that you have to do is that you have to believe in Jesus Christ. But if you take the B clause of verse 31, praise God, the second thing that we do to experience true and lasting freedom is that we must continue in his word. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, you must continue in his word. You see, if we continue in his word, then we are in fact disciples indeed. You see, those who faith is real. I'm talking about those who have saving trust, those who are truly disciples of Jesus Christ will continue in both, praise God, faith and obedience to his word. What Jesus was telling those Jews back then, as well as telling us today, that, praise God, is that the true nature of true discipleship consists of continued obedience to his word. Amen. And the scripture bears this out. Can I just give you a few scriptures? Praise God. I told you we weren't going to be long. You might as well get ready to get your shouting shoes on because I'm getting ready to launch here in a minute. Praise God. Amen. If you look at Matthew chapter 12, verse 50, listen at the words that Jesus said. He says, moreover, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Praise God. In other words, we must do the will. And the only way you're going to know the will of the Father, praise God, is you got to stick to his word. Praise God. John chapter 14, verse 15 says, if you love me, he said, keep my commandments. He didn't say keep the commandments of some preacher. He didn't say keep the commandments of some deacon. Praise God. He didn't say keep the commandments of mama or daddy. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And then just switch it around, John chapter 15, verse 14. He says, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you to do. And then finally, John picks it up in his first epistle at 1 John 5 and 3. He says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. In other words, they are not burdensome. Amen. That means that they are not hard. There is not a commandment that he has given to us. Praise God, that's hard. Amen. Every commandment that he's given us is not a burden to you. Praise God. It's not nothing that should grieve you. Praise God. You should be able to keep it just like he said. Praise God. So if we want to experience, I'm talking about true and lasting freedom, we must continue in his word. Already, I'm already on number three, Mike. Praise God. Number three, if we want to experience true freedom, we must know the truth. Look at verse 32. He says, and ye shall know the truth. Amen. You see, the inevitable blessing of believing in Jesus and continuing to obey his word is to know the truth. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 17 says, for the law was given by Moses. Praise God. But grace and truth came by who? Jesus Christ. Amen. See, Jesus Christ said in John chapter 16, chapter 14, verse 6, he said that I am the way. I am the what? The truth. And I am the what? Life. And he said that no man can come to the Father except they come by me. Praise God. So we're talking about, amen, we must know the truth. Praise God. You see, the truth is something that can make us free. Amen. I always tell my young folks, I see I got some of the kids in here today, that is something about the truth. When you tell the truth, Deacon Antoine, you don't have to remember nothing. Amen. But if you lie, amen. I see Zoe back there laughing. Praise God. Thank you, Zoe. Praise God. Well, if you lie, you got to remember who you told that lie to. Not only you got to remember who you told the lie to, you're going to have to remember how you told the lie in the first place. But if you tell the truth, praise God, the truth is the thing that you will stand on. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can ask me something today. If I know it's the truth, praise God, I'm going to say the same thing today. I'll say it another 5 years from now because it's the truth. Amen. I don't have to sit there and try to remember how I said it. Praise God. So that if you tell the truth, praise God, it's the truth that's going to make you free. Praise God. But let me go ahead and close. I told y'all I wasn't going to be long today. I know y'all ready to get back. Amen. Get on your barbecue grills and get to your firecrackers and get to cooking some food. Praise God. But the last thing that I want to see in here, if we want to experience, amen, true and lasting freedom, not only are we to know the truth, praise God, we must be made free. Amen. How many of y'all in here want to be made free? Praise God. Because The text says, for whom the Lord shall make free shall be free indeed. You see, the truth is the truth that makes us free. The reality of believing in Jesus, I'm talking about obeying his word and knowing the truth, brings about spiritual freedom. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, there is such a thing as spiritual freedom, and it comes by knowing the truth. Praise God, that truth will be the thing that will make us free. You see, such freedom is multifaceted, and it includes freedom from the bondage of falsehood. It includes freedom from Satan's condemnation. It includes freedom from judgment. It includes freedom from spiritual ignorance. It includes freedom from spiritual death. And most significantly, praise God, and in context with our text, it is freedom, praise God, from sin. You see, Jesus came to liberate those lost sinners. If you were to read Luke chapter 19, verse 10, it says that the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. How many of y'all glad that he said that was lost? Can I ask a question right now? Can I see the hands of all of those folk who was lost? How many of y'all was lost? I like to listen to that song, praise God, that's called Amazing Grace. Sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I like that phrase, and it said, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYGKQJO.
Awesome move. Gentle redeeming.
God with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual warfare broadcast. Where we will take you in an
in-depth. But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Let's tune in as evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further.
The title of our message today is The Promises and Provisions God Has Given the Church. The Promises and Provisions God Has Given the Church. The scriptures of our text today is going to be Ephesians 4, 11 through 12, 2 Peter 1 and 4, and Isaiah 53, 2 through 9. God has given us great and precious promises and provisions for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the purpose of uniting us all in the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This message has but one point, and that point is in the form of a question Are you qualified to do the works Jesus did?